Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Monday Morning by Amy Green. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40, 28-29. It's another Monday. By now, you've successfully pried open your eyes, no matter how many times you hit the snooze. And even that probably feels like an accomplishment. If you're like me, the first whispers of coherent thought in your waking mind weren't that great. Worry about your job, dread of the unending loop of weekly task, frustration with a family member, or just plain weariness. On some Mondays, it can be hard to believe that you matter, that God is listening, and that it was really worth getting out of bed. It's time to replace those lies with the truth. Truth about who God is, who you are, and what you're doing here on this earth. These verses aren't some kind of cosmic pep talk. They're reminders from a God who loves you, that he made you for a purpose. That means no day is wasted, not even a terrible Monday. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:8. Promise. Even when we don't see the results of what we're doing, God is always at work. He can give us the strength for the mundane task of life. Remember that this day is a gift from God. This week, don't look first at your crowded calendar or messy house or burdens or the list of ways you've failed and fallen. Look first at Jesus and at his word. Read these verses and read all of Romans 8. It's the summary of everything God has promised to believers. It reminds us that it's okay to grieve the brokenness of the world, reassures us that the Spirit prays for us when we don't even know what to ask, and restores the hope we have as victorious and beloved children of God. And that's the truth that makes it worth getting up in the morning, no matter what day it is. Please pray with me. God, I want to believe that you're with me and that I am known and loved by you, but some days it's hard. Help me to speak the truth from your word back to myself. Take it from my head to my heart. Give me peace and wisdom, courage to live like a conqueror, because you've already given me victory over every challenge and obstacle. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.